This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We don't know the exact number of people who are Americans are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency says millions of Afghans caught in a rapidly changing and precarious situation are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection. Lisa Schlein reports. From Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantou says her agency welcomes efforts of several states to evacuate at-risk Afghan nationals through bilateral programs. However, she says these programs should not overshadow the urgent need for a significant international response to deal with this prevailing crisis. Nor, she adds, should they hamper or preclude the possibility for Afghans to seek asylum in other countries.
UNHCR is calling on countries neighboring Afghanistan to keep their borders open in light of the evolving crisis in Afghanistan.
Some 200 UNHCR national and international staff remain on the ground in Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Damaged or impassable roads again hindered efforts on Friday to deliver aid to remote parts of Haiti, devastated by an earthquake last weekend that killed more than 2,000 people, even as hope of finding those still missing is fading. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said Friday, quote, "We are all absolutely overwhelmed." He said every commune, every city, every village near the epicenter was very hard hit. Tropical Storm Grace, which hit Haiti earlier this week, has also made it harder to find victims of last Saturday's tremor, which destroyed tens of thousands of homes and killed more than 2,100 people. Authorities say some 332 people are still missing, while more than 12,000 were injured. Haiti is also reeling from last month's assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse. Israel has expanded its COVID-19 vaccine campaign to give third shots to anyone over the age of 40. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett got his booster shot on national TV Friday and is pushing hard for all eligible Israelis to vaccinate. He said that if Israelis go out and get vaccinated with a third shot, the country will be able to avoid a fourth closure. That is especially important to many Israelis, as there are several major Jewish holidays in September, including the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. Some 80% of Israelis eligible for COVID-19 vaccines have been inoculated, and 1.2 million Israelis over the age of 50 have already received a third shot. However, cases in Israel continue to climb. Israel currently has 63,000 active COVID cases after just 200 cases a few weeks ago, and most are of the Delta variant. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. government is extending a ban on non-essential travel along the borders with Canada and Mexico to slow the spread of COVID-19, despite increasing pressure to lift the restrictions. U.S. border communities that are dependent on shoppers from Mexico and Canada and their political representatives have urged the Biden administration to lift the ban. In addition, Canada recently began letting fully vaccinated U.S. citizens enter the country. But the Department of Homeland Security said in a tweet Friday that the restrictions on non-essential travel were still needed to minimize the spread of COVID-19 and the Delta variant. It extended the ban until at least September 21st. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.